Hello there, and welcome to the Natalie
and Dennis
Show podcast.
Hey. Wow, that's nice. Wait, we should continue doing it like that.
We can do it like that.
And we've never practiced like that. I like that. Happy Friday, everyone. We are so excited because today is our 48th episode.
4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Can you believe it?
Thanks for tuning in. We've had a pretty loyal following so far. We have, you know, over 1,000 listeners consistently, which is amazing. We're so happy that you guys tune in every week. Just want to say thank you for continuing to listen at our stupid opinions.
No, not at all. Honestly, I was telling them how, is it 42 weeks that you have a baby?
Is it?
I don't know. But this feels like we've been here for quite a bit. And we did promise 100 episodes. So we are halfway through.
We're about to hit halfway.
Yes. So we're very excited. What are today's topics? What are we chatting about?
Oh, we have such a diverse lineup for today.
First, let's cheers.
Oh, okay.
Cheers. Cheers to everything. Cheers. Don't you even get the water?
You've been having a lot of kombuchas.
No, I don't bring the water. I forget it.
Oh, dang.
It's fine.
Do you think more than one kombucha a day is actually bad for you? I have a feeling it is. That's a lot of bacteria.
But I've only had one. And this, honestly, it makes me go to the bathroom.
Really?
Awesome.
I mean, that's good.
Sponsor me.
Well, today we have, like I said, a diverse range of questions and topics. Some of them are scary. Some of them have to do with, you know, things you see in couples that just say they're not going to make it, which, you know, sucks, obviously.
That's kind of mean. That's mean to be that person. But I mean, within each other, like, let's say within some friends, like, it's just the conversations people have behind the scenes, like, oh, they're not going to make it, which I always think is sad. And
then we're going to talk about what can destroy your life in a matter of seconds. But anyways,
so morbid.
How has your week been, Natalie?
Good. So today, Dennis and I do date nights now in the morning. So
we do
morning dates every week. And it's been so nice. Today we went to a beautiful bakery. We had like over 1,000 calories of bread.
Straight croissants.
But it's so fun because you know what it is? We wake up nice and early. We have our morning coffee and then we just head out of the house, which as someone that works from home, it's so fun to get out. And I also think because we switched it to earlier, we're not as tired, surprisingly.
Yeah, you told me like it's more energy morning and you can guys come here and it's better like do the podcast. And
then in the afternoon, we just, we can go our own ways and it's fun. It doesn't feel forced, which I've enjoyed.
I think one thing that was keeping me from wanting to go out on a date in the evening was the waiting. The 100%. Waiting was getting ridiculous. We would go out to eat like Mexican food, for example.
Oh my God, it'd take us so long.
And then it was like an hour of waiting and then eating took an hour. And then you have to wait for the waiter and then the parking and all that crap.
It's just like 3 hours of just, it just felt forced.
You lose your afternoon
to
go eat. Yeah. And,
honestly, getting ready.
You just talk.
Yeah.
Which at the end, like in it is just talking. You can realistically talk anywhere.
But I think it's funny. It took us a while to realize we prefer morning dates and it's funner. There's not, no one's up at that time. So we're the first ones in usually at wherever we're going.
We were the first ones at the bakery today.
And we've also, we try to go to a new place now every Wednesday. And it's just like really fun and exciting. That way, whenever you have a wife, do that.
So we actually look up breakfast places on TikTok and on Google. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, TikTok has been giving me better answers.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Now my friends and me, like when we're going to go like to a place, when we go to New York, we say, oh, places to eat cheap and like hamburgers for $3.
Wow.
Yeah, we found a lot of things
on TikTok.
On TikTok, of course.
I think that's kind of wild too.
So TikTok is becoming the proper search engine.
We should definitely do more location-based things. But we were also discussing that this morning, how like for example, right now I'm working with a Pilates studio. So I go there for free. And in return, I give them promotion. That's like my first time ever doing something like that. Because I know the girl and she's local and stuff like that.
Plus Pilates is so expensive.
Pilates is very expensive, you guys. But I really believe in her business and I wanted to support her and likewise. And so it got me to think, how do I feel about people knowing my location? Type of vibe. That's one thing I've been dabbling a little bit with. But anyways, I know that's not the topic of today.
I do want to ask the viewers, what is your favorite meal of the day? For me, breakfast is ideal.
Yeah.
I think for Natalie, it's also breakfast.
I don't know. No, I don't know. Nah. I love dinner.
I love dinner too.
So you would prefer to go out for dinner?
I just really love breakfast. Dinner.
So why are we going out for breakfast if you don't care?
No, I enjoyed dinner. No, have to be outside.
You can eat good dinner.
Yeah. I've never been a big fan of breakfast, but it's comforting and it's nice.
Prior to us doing date mornings, we shifted to at-home Uber eating. So our dating has kind of phased. Like, I had a big list of things, restaurants that we would go to. We ended up doing like two or three of them. And then, as I had said before, it was taking way too long.
Not worth it.
It's like you go out at night and then every restaurant is packed. Every place is full. And then at the same time, you're like, in this economy, like, how are people affording to go? Yeah. How are people affording to go eat out every single day?
Dude, tell me how we went out as a family. I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast, but like the prices for a dish that was typically $28 went up to $50 a plate. We were stunned when we got that.
It was lamb. It was lamb, though. That shit was good.
But why did it go up in literally a year?
Yeah.
That's a huge increase. Yeah. I don't know. Debbie, where are you taking your new girls? Like, when you go out, where do you take them? Or how are you budgeting?
Where's the secret spot?
What's the thing?
What is the thing? You know, you're saying, oh, let's go to eat ice cream.
No, let's go to eat ice. Ice cream.
That's cheap.
Eat ice. Ice cream is a good one. Ice cream is a good one.
Like, it's for meeting the person. Like, but if I want to... If she really like me, of course, I have to invite her to a day, you know? But if I just meet her, you know, something like
ice
chill.
Cream is good. I like that. You know what else? No, wait. Boba is expensive. Ice.
Boba is so expensive. It's like $9 now.
It's like $10.
Do you like boba, Debbie? Or do you know what boba is?
Yeah. One time, next to rock climbing in downtown,
with
boba. But I don't really like it for real.
No, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. For me, no, it was the best.
Yeah. So the question was...
Well, we're about to start it.
Oh.
That way, can you hit me with a song?
My bad.
Of course, my boy.
What just screams, this couple isn't going to make it?
Oof.
There's got to be some things, some red flags. You're like, nope, they're not going to last.
What did I write down for that one? Okay, I don't know why I wrote this. Maybe it's not. But if he doesn't post about you.
I don't post, period.
No, I know you don't post. But it's a little weird if the couple... I think it's more before you've established the relationship. Because I have seen a lot of TikToks where girls realize the guy is cheating on her or him when they notice that he hasn't publicized it or even acknowledged it to his peers or his family. I think that is a little weird, to be honest. I hate being in that spectrum, but I do think it's weird.
I understand.
I also think it's weird to be over like posting.
Yeah.
Like the bragging.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. So let's say a guy tells his family and his friends he's dating a girl.
Oh, that's nice.
But he doesn't post about her. What does that say?
No, it's okay. I guess
I think that's fine.
I'm just trying to say, like, if he's so active on social media, but there's not even, like, are you a part of the life? But then again, I understand. Some people see Instagram differently. God, I think I might be...
I think you're right, though.
Countering myself, though,
because one thing is to not post anything at all and another one is to overly post. I think both spectrums.
Yes.
You mentioned humble bragging posts.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
So what is the right amount of posts?
No, there isn't. But here's the only thing, the posting, I feel, just like once to kind of like acknowledge, like,
the beginning
I'm
of
with
the relationship.
Someone. Yes.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You don't have to be on a schedule. Like, oh, it's not like post me once a month. You know what I mean? No, not at all. Cause I also think that's super weird, but I just want to be acknowledged at least once on the page.
Mm.
And then that's it.
And you have to be on the cover of the,
no.
of the image or the reel.
No.
So
no,
that
no,
if
no,
someone
no.
scrolls, they're like, oh, he's got somebody.
No. But that is a weird thing that I feel as a girl, like it almost like solidifies the relationship for me. It makes me feel like you're serious about me. How weird. Is that weird?
No, I think it's normal.
It's like a shout out to the world.
Okay, muestra que sepa que todo mundo sabe. Yeah. Prometido.
I kind of wish it wasn't like that, though. That makes me feel like it's like an insecurity thing. I don't really like that. Mm. But I can't really speak for it because we were social media, but not like this type of social media. The
infancy of social media.
We were top 8 social media, which was even worse. But
well, for me, if they post too much.
Oh, really?
Too much.
Sometimes am I posting too much about us?
No, but your job is social media. I'm talking about the average person posting too many things.
You know what gets me is when couples start sharing very intimate things.
Like,
I don't know, like just, you know, those very intimate pictures of like type of, you know, it's like, I don't need to see that. What are you trying to
show us?
Yeah. It almost feels like it's not real. Like you really had a camera there. It was necessary. I just think it's something's off about that.
I think pet kisses are fine in a picture once in a while. I think the full on like French kiss is not necessary. And then anything that is insinuating like a relationship, like sexual relationship,
for example, like it's a picture of them in bed and she's in lingerie.
Yeah, no.
Like what was the point?
Not
of
necessary.
That? Here's what I will say. Unless she's being sponsored by some lingerie
Fenty
company.
Fenty Beauty.
Yeah. But even then, because then I know, oh, okay, this is for paid partnership. It makes sense. But this was like random. I don't know. I think that's a little bit of a red flag for me. And it makes me think the relationship isn't as strong.
I can think of a couple relationships now where they post like the dude in like Calvin Klein underwear. And then the wife is in like lingerie in bed. And they're just kind of there.
I think it's also like, what is the excessiveness of social media and technology in your relationship? Are there boundaries to that? Because we've had to establish that as well. And
it's just about what feels right and what feels wrong. It's kind of apparent. It's obvious for us.
But I think it's become very normal to, for example, let's say it's Valentine's Day, for somebody to like record their girlfriend's reaction. But if a guy is doing that every single time, I'm starting to feel like you're just recording me for the act of. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's a weird balance.
But explain what the act of is.
The act of posting.
To show others how well he treats you.
Yes.
And that they can be treated the same way.
When maybe behind closed doors, it's not really like that. Like he turns off the camera and then he's just like, yo.
Damn, the whole posting, not posting, actually, this conversation lasted a lot longer than I thought it would. And it's interesting how, I wonder, nowadays teens, like how do you solidify, or how do you say this relationship is real world, like check it out?
I think it's more complex than we think for people nowadays. I think people won't admit it, but it is a complex like topic.
I think if you guys like go to a place and meet with them Allah, I think you can say no, this relationship is strong. ¿Me entiendes? Pero por la social media, you have to post your girl for say something. If you don't post it, it's because it's something weird.
Well, that's what people say. And you know what else I've noticed a lot of girls speak on? They love it when the guy is not on social media. They love a guy.
Yeah,
that
I've heard that.
Like if you're in a classroom.
100 seguidores.
No, just in general. Like he's
not tener.
Like he's
just not have Instagram.
Like you ask him, hey, do you have social media? And he's like, no, girls love that. That means like I'm gonna use that. No, I'm telling you, you know
I'm
what
influencer.
That reminds me of what it used to be for us, which is the guy who walks around with dogs. Which it used to be like a thing where girls were like, oh my god, like,
green flag.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, you know. Guy now without social media, girls love that. It's so interesting to me.
Well, this couple isn't going to make it. What are other examples? When a couple has a fix-it baby. Whether planned or unplanned, if a couple is fighting and they have a baby, first of all, what are the chances it's going to fix anything?
But what are the chances you know about that as well? You know?
Or do you just kind of know?
that's the weird part. You would almost, okay, here's something that has, my mom never told me this. Somebody told me this advice and I will always carry it with me. Don't talk about your relationship problems to other people, even your family and friends, because that's not their business.
Yeah.
They don't have that perspective. That's between you and the person. When you start to do that, you start inviting others' opinions and perspectives. And you know what that does? That confuses you. And most of the time, they're on your side. So it skews what's the reality of what's happening. And that's something I've done with you. And I have felt like it's been a very positive thing. Because think about this. Let's say I'm really annoyed at you. I'm so annoyed. But instead of talking to you like an adult and having a conversation, I go to my mom.
Yeah, that's
well,
not gonna
my
work.
Mom prefers me. So then she's going to be like, oh, he's acting this way. And then I'm going to be like, yeah, you're right. He is. So it feeds into that. So that's a big thing. I think people that won't make it are usually people that invite others into their relationship. And always,
I think it's true, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
What do you think about that, Daddy?
No, I think it's totally true. A relationship between two, not three and four, five people. Just
yes.
AJ, yo no.
Would you tell your parents about problems that you had in your relationship?
I just can't think. I feel sad today. Yeah. I just don't want to talk about it.
I also don't want to say that you can't say anything. It's not like that. My thing is just when you're bickering and speaking low of your partner to other people. And specifically, I've noted a lot of friends for me in high school or middle school used to do that with their boyfriends and things always ended bad.
I do want to say, well, I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. You don't have a lot of friends.
I don't.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I kind of like that you don't have like three, four girls that you like talk to consistently.
Gossip.
Yeah, because you just mentioned how you wouldn't tell anybody any of our issues, but you honestly don't have anyone to anyways.
No, I do. I have Liza.
Yeah, but that's a cousin. And at the same time,
I talk to her every day.
But it's not the same as having like that best friend that would like the ride or die best friend that would.
But you know why?
Yeah.
Because I've never liked friends like that. I don't like gossiping with, like, on my free time. If I'm hanging out with you, we're talking about life or, you know, our goals, our dreams. We're not gossiping about other people. I'm going to sit there for an hour, pay for a meal and talk about my boyfriend
during date nights, the big long wait.
Like, am I going to talk to her about all my issues? No, not like that. Most of the time you want to just ignore that stuff, but that's just me.
No, you're totally
right.
And
there's nothing wrong with the other ladder. I just noticed it's an issue I've noticed.
So if anyone comes to you and starts talking to you about how bad their relationship is,
I really don't like it.
But it's for you, it's a they're not going to make it flag.
Yes, unfortunately. Can I tell you one thing that happened to me?
Yeah.
One of my friends was going through this very difficult time. This was after the gym. We were all going to go and get like little drinks, right? Like smoothies.
Yeah.
And so we were all sitting. It's like a little round table when all of a sudden she starts pouring all of the horrible things that are happening in her relationship. Crying. People are looking at us. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to be here. And like, if you're sitting next to us, you're hearing her problems. It was, I don't want to say I'm not the friend that's there for you when that happens. I am, but I'd rather not do that in a public setting. To me, it's embarrassing, to be honest.
That is very uncomfortable and slightly uncalled for, you know, at the same time.
But she was going through stuff. So I
was going to say that
sometimes when you're so in pain, you don't look at your surroundings. So I don't blame her for that. I'm just saying it made me really like, I was like, wait, I thought we were going to get drinks and like, this was going to be fun. But now the vibes are like crying. And everybody's staring at us. Not to mention, they were towards the wall. I was towards everyone.
And there were people looking, I'm assuming. Or,
oh, yeah. There were people looking.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable for me. Yeah. I think I went to the bathroom like three times.
Well, yeah. I think overall, when a couple is going through issues, there's just so many signs. It's not just one specific sign. It could be the way that they talk to each other. It could be the way that they look at each other in public.
But to be honest, nobody knows what's happening within a relationship, because how many times have you seen, for example, on Instagram, a couple do a collab post of they're getting a divorce or this is happening.
Collab post of a divorce. A collab post of a divorce.
Yeah. Because you're telling everybody what's happening. That's very common. I've seen like three in the past year.
Why? I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Like they have to coordinate it.
They're gonna be
they
funny
do
too.
Have to coordinate it. But they usually do it because they are in the public eye. Uh-huh. So they don't want to have to address it twice. And they both want to be able to have the same story.
Okay. That's interesting.
Weird.
A public breakup.
Oh, yes.
And public breakups are a thing now too.
Well, they are how many breakups?
What about breakups, but outside of like influencers? Have you seen like divorces or breakups done through Facebook? Like, I'm not with this person anymore, or like anything like that?
Why do I feel like I heard about that? Was it your friend that you had mentioned? Somebody from like high school that posted about their wife? Something really like nasty.
I remember that.
That's another thing. It makes you look so much worse to speak down on your ex publicly. That makes you look
I think airing out your dirty laundry online is
it's not the way to go. And it's nobody's business. And
we all aspire to having a very nice, wonderful relationship. There's many things that we all aspire to have. But what are things that once you get it, you're just like, it wasn't what I thought it would be?
Well, I never got boobs, so I don't know. That's a sad one to me.
I mean, you got boobs.
I did get boobs.
Was it what you imagined?
No, it wasn't. It was not what I had imagined.
What were the difficulties of having versus not having?
Having boobs, working out is different.
Really?
Yes, it's a lot different. You actually have to, like, I don't even have to wear a bra.
Did you climb? Did you do rock climbing?
No.
At that point, so you hadn't, this rock climbing was post explant.
No. Yeah, I never did that.
Okay.
Yeah. But there, like anything on the floor, even like push-ups, because I had my breasts under my the implants, muscle. Under the muscle, you could feel that. It was very uncomfortable. Sleeping with breast implants is uncomfortable.
Jeez.
All this stuff. What is another thing? I mean, honestly, for me, I always dreamed about what would be my career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been great. But once I got it, there's a part of me that wanted to go back in time and be like, oh, I kind of wish I didn't have so much responsibilities now. Mm-hmm. You know, like you want what you can't have.
I think you're always on the outside looking in and everything always looks better. I have a very, very large list of things that people want. But like I said, once you have it, you're like, oh, it's not as good as I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
so what's that for you?
Recently, we were doing a Spanish TikTok, mm-hmm. and I joked, and you asked me why did you want to be a doctor? And I was like, the money. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I didn't end up being a doctor.
Yeah.
But I have heard that for a lot of doctors, once they become the doctor, the stress, the mental toll, there's a lot of stuff that go along with the career.
It's very difficult.
And I think happens with girls too. Like,
yeah.
Cuando uno le gusta mucho a alguien y dice, y ya se enamora, se vuelve novio de alguien y conoce a la persona y dice, eso no es lo que yo esperaba.
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one, right?
That's awful.
That's really hard.
There's this,
now you're breaking someone's heart.
There's this thing in the fitness community called the gym crush.
Oh, and so what
the
is
gym
that?
Crush is you tend to go to the gym around the same time. Most people do. So it's always the same people.
Is this something for me to be worried about? I've never heard about them.
No, it's just a thing that is within the fitness community.
Wow.
So people create identities for others at the gym. Mm. Like, oh, that's the dude that's going through that one divorce. But he obviously doesn't. Like, people create these like identities for people. And
wait,
so
I have not experienced
for
this,
a lot of people, they say that they would not want to talk to their gym crush.
Uh-huh.
Because they might not be as they had imagined in their mind.
Okay. Can you relate to that? Can both of you relate?
No. Yeah. I obviously can't. No.
I have a gym crush. Yo, una niña muy linda. Muy linda. Yes, and she's working out like por allá las... No sé, por allá
las... Stalker.
No, because...
I'm kidding.
Like, for real, I go because I'm working for me. I don't working for anyone saw me. I'm working for me. And she... Ya sembraba como por las 9, 8. Pero es muy linda ya. She's my gym crush. I'm not going to talk to her and say, oh, you're so cute. Can I get your number?
So something about gym crushes is the unwritten rule is you honestly never talk to them. Because A, the gym is a setting for working out. B, people go to unstress, not to get stressed about relationships and
imagine
stuff.
After, like, maybe she can say no and start looking at you weird and like tell to other people. No. It's like, I'm going to the gym to work.
But you know what kind of sucks about that?
Go ahead.
It's almost like you can't aspire to something. Like, what if Zavi aspires to have her be his girlfriend?
Well, that's how it is for basically everything on the list. You aspire to things.
Okay, I can't relate to a gym crush, but I can relate to... What's the word? Dating someone.
Crush?
No, dating someone. And then it's like what David said, like, this isn't what I thought it was. Okay. Like that. And that is a very uncomfortable
situation.
Well,
but you know what's the worst?
You were my first girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Went before me. Let's say the other boyfriends. Before you were with them, did you like create these like relationships in your mind, and did they end up not being like what you had in your mind?
No, I never created a relationship, but if I was interested in someone and we did take that step, there were moments where I was like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. But you know which one is the worst? I just thought about this. I had a friend who was into me, a friend, like a guy friend. We were really good friends, but I didn't know he was into me until like years. He confessed that he was into me and to see if I would give him like a chance. So I had to switch. Like, I had to go from you're a friend to a romantic person, and it didn't switch for me. I tried.
So you guys.
And then we stopped talking.
Stop being friends at all.
Stop being friends.
Happens.
It made it so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was a situation I don't ever. It could really ruin a friendship.
So what David said about the girl, like, let's say he goes up to her and talks and then like it doesn't work out. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, but one of them would have to change their time. Because you don't want to see the...
No,
it's like, uncomfortable.
No.
I'm going every time. Like, I can go at 2. I can go at 7. I can go, like, in the morning.
No, Dennis is saying that now you would have to switch your time. But you wouldn't do that. You don't care.
No, I don't care.
Well, a lot of the people in the comments on TikToks like that say that they would be too embarrassed to go back. That they would just change up their routine.
The situation that happened with my friend, it was very embarrassing. And I avoided everything at all costs. Yes.
So yeah, aspiring. Let me give you guys another example. To age, to be older. When you're young, you aspire to be older.
So much.
When you're 15, you want to be 20. When you're 20, you think about 21, 22.
And then you actually, like, so much of my youth was spent, I want to leave my house. So much of it. I was like, I want my own space. I want my own blah, blah, blah. And I miss my parents now. Like, there's a lot that they did for me and the comfort of having them, especially like the comfort of, this is a funny one because I have you.
Yeah.
But like, if I had a nightmare, like, I would literally go into bed with my parents after because I was so scared.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do that anymore.
A lot of girls say that they expect or want their periods to happen.
I agree with
that. To go through puberty.
It's so weird.
To experience it.
Let me tell you, I was a very late bloomer. I was the last of my cousins to get their period. So every summer it was like a certain cousin was like, I just got my period. We would all be like, oh my God, it's so cool. How is it? Like, what? She's like, oh, it hurts and blah, blah, blah. You know? And I was kind of like, oh my God, like, I wonder what it's going to be like. And then my other cousin got it and another cousin got it. I was the last one. It made me feel left out.
Is it okay to share the age, or do you not want to?
Oh, yeah.
Is that something girls share? Like, at what age you got your period?
Yeah, you do share.
Is that normal?
Yeah. So they got it when they were 11.
That's so young.
It's so young, dude.
You're right.
It's so
what?
Young.
I didn't expect that at all. 11?
11. I have a cousin that got it when she was 9. It's really,
I was thinking like 15
yeah,
for some reason.
Me,
I got my period when I was 14, about to be 15.
Okay.
That's late for girls. Right.
So what is the average age, 13, for a girl getting
her
period?
I don't know, but it's very normal for a girl 9, 10, 11 to have her period.
So did you ever aspire or want your period to happen?
Yeah, I did.
So you felt behind?
The moment that everybody started getting their period, I wanted my period.
Okay, then you got it. What happened?
It was not fun. It was not it.
So you regretted ever wanting it in the first place?
I mean, I don't regret it like ever wanting it. It was just freaking hard. It was a lot to navigate at such a young girl. Like what you guys, you're shocked. Yeah, actually it is quite young, but that's why you hear about some girls who, you know, unfortunate things happen to them. They get pregnant so young.
I had no idea.
Yep.
That as early as 9, 10, 11, a girl can be, no idea.
Can get their period.
So you showed me, and this goes along with the question, a very funny Instagram post talking about how this particular person was overwhelmed, but they still aspire to having a farm and chickens and livestock and a garden and all these things that are obviously overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot, and in the list it says livestock, like goats and chickens, you aspire to have them and then you have them and it's not the same. Now you have a lot of things to take care of.
The closest thing I can relate to is I have a garden with lots of flowers that need my attention daily.
Yeah.
I am like, am I going to water them in the morning or what time? During lunch? Because later than that, it's not good for them either.
Yeah.
So that's all I can relate to. And it is a lot. It's one more thing on top of everything.
And imagine, it's not funny. And imagine on top of that.
And I want roses and I want chickens and yeah.
So why do you want more responsibility if you're already feeling overstimulated and kind of anxious?
I've never been the kind of person to lower my responsibilities just because something stresses me out. I've never been like that because I prefer to not regret things. I'd rather do things. And I like to stay busy. And this is why Martha Stewart wakes up at 5 a.m.
I do want to tell you that we obviously pivoted in terms of like posting schedule, editing, all of it.
People don't know that though.
Well, the first thing that I told you was we need to reduce.
You did say that.
As bare as we can to where it feels manageable and then build upon it.
Yeah, right. It reminds me a little bit of a diet lifestyle change. When you're going through it, you want to get rid of everything.
You shred don't
want
completely.
To eat sugar. You want to blah, blah, blah. And then what happens? It's not realistic. And I hate that. I'm that kind of person that I go all in.
What is something that...
I'm crazy.
You like do that you know might be too overstimulating or not good for you, and you do regardless?
Ooh, okay. For me, this is really cheesy, but it's like being online too much, consuming. You know, at night when, let's say I've been consuming for 2 hours. I don't know. I just got lazy. I'm on my phone, blah, 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 you know, on TikTok. And then you come in and you want to share your TikToks. Mm. I'm so overstimulated.
That's so unfair. Can I just say that?
I know you think it is.
It happens every time, people.
Not every time, because I try to really be conscious of my time online.
I show up to the bedroom and Natalie's like, oh my God, I have these 20, 30 TikToks I want you to see. That's true. So great. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome because I do too. And then I want to share. And she's like, no, I don't want to see them.
I'm sorry.
After showing me 20, 30, I'm like, what?
You know what it reminds me though? You know those friends that send you TikToks by text?
Yeah.
You're that person?
Yeah, I do. I think
I don't want to watch them.
Why?
Because there's funny. Too many.
No.
For you, I will make an exception. But I used to have a cousin. She stopped doing it because I was like, girl, I'm not watching this. She would freaking send me TikToks all day. If I wanted to, I'd see them.
When you see a TikTok and you think of sharing it, who comes to mind?
The person who reminded me of that.
Okay. And do you have like a go-to person that you like send TikToks to?
No, because I don't like them. I don't. Do you guys like getting TikToks and do you watch them? Let's be honest here.
Like receiving TikToks?
Yeah.
No one sends me anything but you. And then that would be sometimes.
Sometimes.
So maybe it's just you guys. Maybe you both.
I sometimes I'm laughing when my friends send me to me.
But you like to watch them. If they were sending you a lot, you're okay with it.
If they send me a lot, like. I don't really care. I just, when I'm in TikTok, I'm just going to message.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know. It might just be me.
Well, that we can hit me with a song. We're getting into the scary segment. Yeah.
No.
This portion of our podcast is going to be disturbing.
What the heck?
If you're afraid.
I don't want to be
easily
here.
Traumatized.
No, I don't like this. See, I would tune out.
I'm giving you some time to.
In this moment, I would peace out as well because I don't like anything scary. Why does it have to be scary?
No, guys, stay, please.
Why does it have to be scary?
All right, well, this question is, what's the most disturbing thing you've stumbled upon on Reddit? And so a lot of people answered disturbing things that they've seen online.
I saw one thing.
Tell me what that one thing is. Okay. Dramatic pause.
I said it with my face. That's the kind of topics I want to talk about. No, you know what it is?
Tell me.
Influencer snark pages.
Which I didn't know what they were up until last week.
Now, do you know what they are? Influencer snark? It's like they talk about someone in detail and there's haters, fans, whatever you want to call them. They call themselves, I don't know what they call themselves. But I went through that rabbit hole because I saw a girl say on TikTok, everybody has a snark page. I didn't look for myself. I would never do myself that damage.
I don't think we have a snark page.
Oh, we never.
Imagine after this, somebody starts it.
Natalie's outlet snark.
One online person. No, it is nasty. It's so bad.
Well, like what? What is that? Like,
is like
somebody tells someone shit about.
See, usted pone, por ejemplo, una foto on Instagram.
Okay.
And they post it on the subreddit, and then everybody, like hundreds of people, talking really bad.
No.
About
that's
the
bullying.
Influencer. It's like bullying.
It is, basically. Yeah. Or they. It's
cyberbullying.
It's just really bad. I don't know.
And that was disturbing for you?
It was so disturbing because I came across two different girls. Because here's the thing. There's a list of every single snark page. So I was looking through that list and I was like, oh my God, wait, I like her. And I went on the page. How? I was like, oh. And the thing is, a lot of what they're talking about, you can kind of see as well. But it's so analyzed. Like, let's say, for example, one girl that I follow, she is so positive and sweet. And it's always like a nice little conversation with her.
Okay.
And so in the comments, they were saying how she is like Miss Buddha or I don't know, like just like really psychoanalyzing everything. And it's so...
The comments on Instagram are getting nasty too. I follow this model.
Yeah.
Who you follow too. It's not like I just follow models.
Who
like,
is it?
I don't want to say names. So anyways, she posted a picture and she looked very thin.
Okay.
Very thin. It looks real. I don't think she photoshopped it. She's just thin.
Yeah.
God damn, the amount of comments
about
how thin she is and people defending her. Like, she's been thin forever. Like, why are you saying that? And everybody's like, oh, this triggers me and it's triggering for so many others. And like, I don't know, like every time anyone posts anything, someone's going to get offended and it's just difficult. And that leads into like the whole snark thing and then issues and haters.
The snark is nasty.
And it blows up.
I got to say. Or well, like they'll like dig deep things about you. Like, I don't know, somehow find some pictures of you in your honeymoon.
Doing something bad.
Yeah. And like now everybody's seeing it. And it's the way that everybody's so like, ooh, yeah. Like,
well,
we hate this person.
Now staying on the topic of snark before I go to the next disturbing topic. You know, LeBron James has been said to be one of the athletes with the most squeaky clean image. He's never had any controversies, anything bad ever brought up ever. And so people are talking about how common is that, right? Usually athletes have haters, and he has a lot of comparisons with Michael Jordan as being the best basketball player of all time. Mm-hmm. And then it's so odd because even Michael Jordan had like a gambling issue and like other problems, and like LeBron's never had anything. And so...
So what are your thoughts on that? Is it calculated or is it something that people are actually...
I think he keeps himself... within clean company and just make sure to stay out of
everything.
Issues. Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You know, you think about the beauty community, for example, on YouTube, how toxic it got.
Yeah.
Well, one person who was toxic, so on, so whatever, was hanging out with the other person, who was hanging out with the other person. People would surround themselves around this. But then there was other girls that really never got dragged into the conversation. I will say, though, one thing I noticed is sometimes they target people. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand why.
It's just hate. It's groupthink. Groupthink it's mentality. It's
so sad. I would obviously hate to be that type of person. But like, for example, we shouldn't say names, right? I didn't think about anything. Yeah.
Good.
No, I'm not going to say bad thing. I'm just saying, why are these girls hated? That's like the thing. That, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It depends on the
context.
The content, what they're doing and everything. But anyways.
Okay, I'll give you an example without saying a name.
Okay. really wanted to say it.
No, because I'm not going to say her name, even though I don't think it's a bad thing, but whatever. I was talking to my cousin.
Okay.
And she was like, I fucking hate that girl. When I mentioned how much I loved her video, she's like, I fucking hate that girl. I hate how positive she is. I hate how everything is so aesthetic. I fucking hate her. Like that.
Damn.
I was like, wait, why? She's like, everything is butterflies and roses to her. Everything is this and that. And like, oh my God, some people are that upset over other people's happiness, organization, well-being. And that's what snark pages are to me. It's an over-exaggeration of just someone's life and psychoanalysis. It's...
Hello.
Perfect. Okay. Damn it. This is not going to work out. I have to register for a class.
For what class?
For one of those classes.
Oh, one of those little CrossFit classes.
This is the worst thing. Whatever. I'm not going to do that.
Anyways.
I missed the class.
I got a couple disturbing facts I want to share with you guys, and then we're going to actually talk about it. And they're going to lead into bigger conversations.
No.
So, on Reddit, an original thread was a woman who talked about her mom. And so, her daughter was born with an allergy, an extreme allergy to coconuts.
Ooh.
In their culture, coconut is used for shampoo. As a like ingredient, they mash up coconut, apply coconut oil to hair. And she was very firm with her mom and said, Mom, do not apply anything with coconuts onto my daughter. She'll get sick. So what happens? They left the daughter with the mom because they had to go like on a vacation or something. Point is, mom actually applied coconut oil to the girl's hair and she passed.
Oh my gosh.
What a lot of people were talking about in the comments was that for a lot of people, the biggest danger for their children is their parents.
Their parents?
Like their own parents, like grandparents.
Nuh-uh.
That older generations don't take no. They insist that they know best. And so what I wanted to talk about in terms of this is, how are we going to navigate situations where we need to tell our parents no? And how are we going to react if they break what we say?
That's so hard.
Yeah.
Because it's like one family and another family. Like you left this. This is your family now. This is the one you really protect. But I've always been the kind to see my parents very equal to you and I. Now, I don't have children, so I don't know if that's going to be like now elevated.
Superior to your parents. Yeah,
to the point where I'm now going to really rely on you and I to make decisions for our kid.
Yeah.
That cannot be easy.
Well, I do think that when you have parents, you know your parents, right? And you also know how likely they are to not follow your own instructions, even in the day to day, like not taking care of your kids. Like if you just say, don't pick that up, what are the chances that your dad or my mom or your mom will still do it? Mm-hmm. You know, how attentive are they to our instructions? Right.
God, I don't want to think about this.
It was very disturbing for a lot of people.
That is very disturbing
because it made them think about their circle of people betraying them in that way. Right. And so obviously the grandma was mortified and it was like really sad.
It's always a thing. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
But it's them thinking they know best.
And it's always a thing where you always hear the mom being like, don't give him sweets. And the grandpa's like, it's like giving the kid sweets.
We kind of experience that with Jupiter sometimes.
Oh, we experience that all the time. Are you kidding? And it's also the pressure of, can I give him a little bit?
Yeah.
I said no.
With Jupiter, it's like not that bad because he's not extremely allergic. There's really not that many issues that can arise.
But he's still allergic and he gets big ass ear infections that turn into cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with that. That is a very hard thing. I honestly don't know what to say to that. I'd be interested to hear if anybody has dealt with that before. But I mean, point blank, you're going to have to hurt their feelings and be like, this is not your child. This is my instructions.
Boundaries.
And you know what's really hard about that is I do feel like Hispanic families do not understand boundaries.
What do you think, Debbie? I want to know what your thoughts are.
What I think about this is sometimes families from other cultures like us, Colombia, they son muy enchapados a la antigua.
Oh, what's that even mean?
It's like enchapados, como.
Enchapados,
like stuck to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stuck to it. Okay.
Entonces, muchas cosas de las que nosotros decimos, como. They. Como que no les. No hay veces digo que no, y ellos, como que decirles que no es como sí.
Gotcha.
A veces, oh, I don't, no me, por favor, no me empaque esa sopa que casi no me gusta.
Exactly, yeah,
they
yeah,
they don't
yeah.
care, they put me the soap, and of course I'm not gonna left it, me la tengo que comer.
No, and honestly, it's as little as that. It's like when you are dieting, and you're like, hey, I don't want to eat that, and they're like, oh, come on.
They make you feel bad, too.
They make you feel bad.
Yeah, they make you real bad.
But I know it's out of love, so that is really tricky.
Stubborn.
And you know what it is? Also, I think as a child as a daughter to Hispanic parents, I also feel bad most of the time to
say no to a thing.
Say no. That sucks, dude.
That sucks.
Well, that topic was morbid and sad.
And you have to feel good saying no. Why?
You do have to feel good saying no. Because that's so true.
It's the face they put on. They're like, they look heartbroken. They're like, what do you mean you don't want my frijoles? and then you're like, I don't want it. And then she's like, but I slayed the way and I made this for you. I cooked for 4 hours.
But mom, it's 80 carbs.
Pero no le gustan las lentejas que yo hago. That's your mom loves making lentils. But anyways, the next one is also kind of scary. There was a Redditor who started microdosing a specific type of seed.
Okay.
That was supposed to provoke hallucinations. But it's very dangerous. He did it on purpose and slowly started to add more. Microdosing is starting to increase the amounts.
But to who? Himself?
To himself. Okay. He went through an experiment and brought Reddit along with him to experience it with himself. Eventually, what ended up happening was he ended up giving himself schizophrenia. So he ended up creating a mental issue within himself through doping with these seeds. There was another case on Reddit where someone actually went and tried heroin. So they went and did a drug because they believed that they had the mental strength to not get addicted.
Is anybody hearing that?
The breathing?
Wait.
Like,
yeah,
he's so excited. He's so excited.
It must be outside.
Are you sure?
Anyways,
I was trying to feel like my nose was wheezing.
So this guy got himself addicted to heroin because he believed he had the mental strength not do it and slowly got into it. So I wanted to ask you guys.
That's rough.
How is your mental fortitude?
Rough.
Rough duro. Es duro. Como, yeah. How is your mental fortitude if you were to take something as light as like cigarettes? Do you believe you would get addicted? And
I mean, you have to.
Where does the conversation lead? I don't think you would. That's
I think it's so mental thing.
You think it's mental?
Of course, it's mental thing.
Wait, what is mental? Tell me the cigarette thing.
No, the addicted thing. Because
so you have.
I think David is wrong.
No,
but I think you're wrong too.
Okay.
I think you're both wrong.
All right.
All right.
Right to right, baby.
I don't believe that you'll get addicted with one cigarette.
Right.
But I also don't believe it's all mental.
Well, I don't agree with one cigarette, but I'm saying you think that you can surpass an addiction.
A lot of people think they have the strength to not get addicted.
That's why it's a drug.
Yeah.
That I don't believe in that. That's why I'm trying to say some people do think. So, for example, I mean, it reminds me of every drunk person who's like, this isn't going to get me drunk. This isn't going to get me drunk. And then they're like doing crazy things. It's like, you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I think that you don't. So some things like chemicals and, you know, drugs, yeah. You don't have that fortitude, unfortunately.
I agree. I think that we all believe we're stronger than we are mentally and physically. And a lot of us can say, oh, it's nothing. I'll just do it this one time, mm-hmm. especially hard ass drugs like fentanyl or heroin or whatever.
That's just crazy.
Kids don't do drugs, first of all.
Yeah.
But even like the smaller stuff like cigarettes or vaping or like all of that, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you hit it once, like you're in it, like long term, don't get into that because then.
Mm-hmm. No, a ver, salí.
Nope.
No. Pero, like, you see cases like people get drunk, eran alcohólicos, mm-hmm. and they get out of them alone. You, like, solamente ellos se sientan y dicen, oh, a parar de ser.
Pero son tan pocos los casos. And they also have to go to therapy. They have to go to Alcohol Anonymous.
A community, usually, to get out of addiction.
So, what made these cases disturbing for me was that they voluntarily went into it with the idea that they wouldn't experience anything because they had the strength. And like, obviously they didn't. Sometimes I think about just for myself, my own addictions to coffee, to cheese, to food, to hunger. Like I feel hunger. I immediately go when I eat. Mm-hmm. You're trained to feel a certain way. And when I think of like, imagine smoking, being hunger, right? Like that's when you rough. Line those up together and the cigarette rough. Is stronger than hunger, then you don't want to do it because then you're like, I can't ignore hunger. It's the same sensation. It's a mental thing.
Any mental thing is extremely hard to break. It's very, very hard. That is very disturbing.
Yes. And then into the whole mental thing.
That can destroy your life too.
The both of those guys probably ruined their lives when they didn't mean to. Huh. So this last disturbing fact is a guy whose girlfriend's sister had what's called locked-in syndrome. And I'm going to read this word for word because I want you guys to listen to it as it was meant to be, you know, read.
Locked-in.
Or she had locked-in syndrome or was autistic. And the girlfriend told the boyfriend that her sister woke up on multiple occasions and started talking completely normal and asked her to help her. And she was trapped in there. And then seconds later, she went back to having a disability and was no longer there.
That's scary.
So
what was her disability, though?
Slightly slow, like having some sort of autism or kind
so
of
she
like
she would switch into more normacy.
Yes.
And
completely
he would
normal.
Be like, whoa.
She would say, like, help me.
So
I'm trapped inside this mind. And then she would like go back inside.
That's crazy.
That's so scary.
That is scary.
You know what's really sorry, I don't want to switch the topic too much, but on TikTok, there is this huge thread of people who have had a coma.
It's actually very similar, yeah.
And with comas, a lot of these people that wake up from the coma said that they heard, they felt everything. So it's not like you just wake up from the coma. No, these people are hearing like, should we disconnect them? Should we do this? And like they're fully aware. So much so that when they're desperate, a lot of supposedly people who are in coma will like tear up. Like they'll cry, but they can't move. Oh my God. Liberate us from something like that. That is actually hell.
So yeah, this person is experiencing something very similar, but they're like a lot. It's like you're a co-pilot to someone else that is like running the show. And you honestly only get like a couple seconds every couple of years to like speak your mind. And then you have to like go again.
So what is that then?
So yeah, apparently it's called locked-in syndrome. it's a person will show some sort of disability. They have maybe a split personality. And then one personality is the one that's basically running the body the whole time. And then there's another one that's like inside that's like
sometimes
blocked. Yeah.
Wow.
No one will ever really experience something like that and be able to talk about it, because anyone who is experiencing that is blocked away, right? Like it would be so hard to have them talk on a microphone or give their like actual life story.
Well, okay. To one extent, some people might think that that's fake.
I was about to say that. Yes.
Right. To another extent, yeah, they won't get their chance because they can't get out of it.
I and a lot of people are very, you know,
skeptical
of a lot of things. When it comes to mental issues, our brains are so complex that I do believe that we can all go through traumas where someone gets hit in the head or someone was born a certain way, where things that are incomprehensible to us humans can happen.
Do you remember on the news there was this woman that walked backwards?
Wasn't that fake?
Yes.
Yeah, that was totally fake.
It ended up, so she was like, I can't walk forward. And so it became a whole thing. The woman that walks backwards, she can only walk backwards normal. If she tries to walk forward, she falls.
She has issues.
So then they found her at like a local Walmart walking normal. And they're like, dude, what happened?
So that's the issue when it comes to mental stuff. The ones that like use it to like make money, earn cash online, make people feel bad, sob stories, ruin it for those who are experiencing actual mental issues. Like we've all seen that person who walks funny, who just, that's a part of their life. Like that maybe their knee isn't good or something's wrong. Imagine if that person just stood up and started walking normally. Like that would make us non-believers to everything, right? Because then you're like, whoa, this person's lying.
But didn't you talk to me today about how older people, when they're about to die, they get like this
vision, burst of energy.
Burst of energy. And some older people who have not ever walked all of a sudden are like up and walking.
Not that they've ever walked. Oh. That they haven't walked in a long time because they've been in bed.
That's still got to be pretty shocking.
It is. They say that it's very shocking. And anyways, that leads us into the final part. Dennis's fun facts of the week. Let's lighten it up. Let's give him a song. Make something super, super good. If you have any thoughts on any of those disturbing facts, be sure to leave them in the comments, because obviously you want to start conversations. So the fun facts of today. Craigslist generates $600 million in profit annually and only has 50 employees.
What? Wait, how many? 600
50.
What? No, but how much?
600 million.
600.
That's kind of average.
You think? For 50 employees?
I've seen companies, I mean, I don't quote me, but like, I'm pretty sure Chrissy Stella's company, Evolve, I'm pretty sure they mentioned they've made like, I think I'm wrong, but they don't have that many employees.
I do want people to understand that it doesn't take too many people to run a company.
I mean,
50 is a good amount.
I think right? that's
a lot of people.
Unnormal. Think about when we were doing YouTube. It was a team of
three, four. Two sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were making good money.
Yeah.
But nowhere near 600 million, Natalie.
No, but think about that times. I think it's pretty normal.
What? Regardless.
It's shocking.
It's admirable. Lisa? It's admirable.
It's what?
It's a boom. It's admirable that only 50 people can actually knock out that much money on a website on a website that hasn't changed in years. Craigslist is identical to like 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It honestly hasn't changed. Anyways,
and then it's a good business.
The next fun fact is in 2015, a woman's parachute failed to deploy while skydiving, surviving with life-threatening injuries. Days before, she survived a mysterious gas leak at her house. Both were later found to be intentional murder plots by her husband.
Oh.
You did that whole like No Chick-fil-A sauce?
Wait, what?
He cut her parachute and he tried to murder her at home with gas.
Could he not have just broken up with her? My God.
So apparently he had an addiction to prostitutes.
Uh-huh.
And was having an affair with like another two or three women.
So he had to kill his wife.
So he tried to kill his wife. Can you imagine that?
If you ever crazy. Do that, if you ever do that, just let me go. I do not want to deal with that.
But to survive, yeah. to survive.
And she must have been going up to him being like, honey, you can't believe it. God is so good because look at him. Look at this. in the same week. And he's like, oh, no way.
No
way. So what happened to the personas? Guy? Yeah.
Jail. Jail for sure. Like, dude's in jail.
He died in jail because he's old guy.
No way. That is so, that's shocking.
You guys, I got any fun facts? I never asked you guys if you had any fun facts.
I mean, you should have asked us earlier. We could have brought over some fun facts.
Yeah, me too.
Davi usually has some crazy stuff. Tell us.
How about you know the 50% of the avocado is la mitad?
50% of an avocado is
half.
Yeah. At least you had a fun fact.
If you guys made it to the end of the episode, leave me an avocado emoji down below. Other than that, thank you so much for tuning in. Every Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern time, be sure to rate and rate on that joke just made me space out. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Bye guys. Dang, man.